It has been said by a very wise person that there is a Trinity in all things. In order for the Trinity to be realized, it must contain all three elements. Thus, we have a religious Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We also have a political Trinity, freedom, equality, and justice. Religion, politics, and socialism are the Trinity of humanity. Attention must be paid to these facts to illustrate that if we are missing even one piece of the Trinity, the whole cannot exist. Religious freedom does, in a measure, exist in this country, but not yet perfectly. That is to say, a person is not entirely free from public opinion regarding matters of their spirituality. Though, since political freedom has existed in theory, every person has the right to entertain any religion that he or she may believe, and the government can do nothing. Therefore, we have our religious freedom and our political freedom, but in order for this Trinity of humanity to exist, we must also have social freedom as well. My critics have spoken out about my choices in life, and in turn are denying me my social freedom. I am challenging Ulysses S. Grant for the presidency because I do not believe that he stands for social freedom. My running mate, Frederick Douglass, and I hope to be the first woman and colored person in the White House. My opposition will tell you that I am a crazed female communist who supports unheard-of social actions such as the reform of political and domestic abuse, the emancipation of labor, and the right of women to vote. I am a self-made woman. I am a publisher, a writer, investor, and businesswoman. I was born into a poor family in Homer, Ohio. The supposed life of scandal that I lead, which my opposition has been referring to, began when I was just 15 years old and I became engaged to a 28-year-old womanizing alcoholic whom I divorced. Even in loveless marriages, women in this country are bound into unions with few options to escape. I believe that women should have the choice to leave unbearable marriages, and I continue to rally against the hypocrisy of married men having mistresses and other sexual alliances. I value monogamous relationships, but marriage should not eliminate women's social freedoms. Even today, 100 years after our Constitution was created, another barrier to social freedoms continues to be the denial of voting rights to any and all females. Someday, hopefully, in my lifetime, I will see this injustice changed. Suffrage, or the right to vote, is declared by the 14th and 15th Amendments to be a right, not a privilege, of citizens of the United States. Who can deny our forefathers the laws that they set forth upon our country? If they wrote that all people have the right to vote, why can we deny that right? Who will dare say, in the face of these plainly worded amendments, we have the unmistakable meaning that women of America shall not enjoy their emancipation as well as the black slave? Women have the right to vote. It is the duty of the government to see that they are not denied the right to exercise that. A vote for Victoria Woodhull is a vote for equality and for the rights of everyone.